Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's time for our weekly visit with the magnificent Diana West, a blogger par excellence these days, longtime syndicated columnist. You can find her writings at dianawest.net and often at the Daily Caller. She is also the author of two best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. It's always a pleasure to have her with us. Diana, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Frank. It's wonderful to be with you.
We've been talking throughout the program about this problem of hate speech restrictions, Diana, and you've been following closely how that's developed in Europe and in Canada, I think, and I'm interested in your thoughts as to whether those are canaries in the mineshaft, I guess you might say, about what's in the offing for us here if we're not careful.
Yes, well, I think we haven't been careful, and I think we're already seeing how it will go down. In Europe, you see actual enforcement of laws designed to penalize people for their speech. Here, we are not exactly at that legislative point because of the First Amendment, but I would argue that the First Amendment has essentially been suspended for many citizens according to the local whim of government, which has aligned with leftists and thugs, police, which are standing down and effectively cowing people into not daring to enter the public square with political opinions that they are fearful will be shut down.
Or simply preventing them from doing so through Google and Facebook and Twitter and so on.
That's the other piece of it, yes. There's the physical violence and then the coercion of the workplace and Google and the penalization.
Shaming, all the rest of it, yeah. A frightening prospect and one that we must resist. I hope now that Congress is back, this will be on their agenda and that constructive action will be taken, not, unfortunately, more of the sort of thing that we saw in the Senate a few months back, where they adopted a resolution that seems to be very much of a mind with what's happening in Europe now and restricting freedom of speech. I'm disheartened by a poll by Rasmussen recently that indicated that something like 85% of the American people polled were very much of the mind that we need to protect freedom of speech, even if it is offensive to others. Diana, one of the things that you've been offended by, I know, as have I, is the disconnect between Donald Trump's Make America Great agenda, his campaign, his successful run for the presidency, and the staffing of his administration. Talk a little bit about that, as it struck you bizarre, as it has me.
Yes, well, this has been a continuing bizarreness that we've both been observing. I think it goes back to a little known fact, which is that the man who seems to be in charge of all White House staffing is someone who comes right out of the establishment, suggested by former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, moved along by Jared Kushner, and that would be Johnny DiStefano, who seems to have control, the gatekeeper, over the 4,000 White House jobs that are filled or being filled still. And this is someone right out of the establishment. We've seen this in the past where conservatives, outsiders come in and the establishment grabs the gate on staffing. We've never seen it to this extent. And right now we have a situation, we're getting reports of a White House that almost seems like a military encampment, whereby the Chief of Staff, General Kelly, has essentially shut the president down in terms of talking to people, talking to friends and allies and so on. And so you just wonder, of course, it is Donald Trump's choice at this point to function in this atmosphere. So again, the question marks go up, the perplexity continues, but it is a key determinant of the direction of this administration when the people around the president are not in favor and are actually against his agenda, and that's what we have.
One of the other generals, of course, in what you've described as a junta in the Trump White House is, of course, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor to the president. There were two people who, among the many that he's brought in or retained in the NSC, some a fifth of the total number of personnel and many, many of the senior personnel in the National Security Council, are two brothers, Gilbert and Ily Bakhtiari. Tari, I'd be interested in your thoughts about these individuals, Dinah West. They are folks who were originally from Kosovo. They are now respectively sort of the senior director for defense policy at the National Security Council and the gatekeeper to H.R. McMaster's personal office. What's going on here?
Well, I wish I knew. I mean, just your description of this, again, gatekeeper situation, going to Kosovar immigrants is staggering in terms from a counterintelligence point of view, regardless of any of the details. It's just an amazing situation that I think speaks to the greater problem that we are having, which is that we have, for example, we have intelligence agencies that seem to function in terms of gathering intelligence on Americans. This has been the story of the past several years. They function in the dark, and they are picking up our communications, our being American citizens. On the other side of the plate, we have no concept of subversion, no domestic counterintelligence working in the sense of Congress, which used to do this, was very good at it in conducting domestic subversion investigations. Investigations to determine whether legislation needed to be considered and worked on to address various forms of infiltration. So this is something we are blind on. And so you describe a situation that I think anyone coming from, say, 1959 would look at and say, these people are out of their minds. We need to address this possible security threat.
It is indeed. And Dinah West, you've done such important work on these sorts of issues, of course, in most especially American Betrayal, the secret assault on our nation's character. And I commend that to our listeners with the greatest of enthusiasm. Let me ask you, in a related matter, you wonder where Congress is in all of this. There was a report in the Daily Caller last week, I believe, by Luke Rosiak, in which he described the ranking Democratic member of the House Intelligence Committee's Emerging Threats Subcommittee, playing video games with and being tutored by a Pakistani national who he was relying upon to use his IT administrative activities. And he's not alone, but this is a particularly sensitive slot occupied by Andre Carson. And I just wonder, how on earth would we expect people to be doing an adequate job looking for counterintelligence problems if they have this apparent sort of compromise?
Well, yes. I mean, this is exactly the kind of situation. And part of the tutoring, I understand, was in a foreign language.
Yes, to learn a foreign language, an unspecified foreign language, mind you.
But it's a joke, and yet it's not a joke because it's real life. And it's a situation where we can learn about these things, but the mechanism for checking it out, sifting it through, investigating it, doing something about it is broken. It's whether it's Congress, whether it's the Justice Department, the FBI, we have nobody minding the store on any number of these national security fronts. And that is it's a terrible place for a citizen of a republic, putative republic, to be in, because we can learn these things, and thanks to the occasional good reporter like Luke Rosiak, and there are others, but this is not a trend in journalism in our time, we can learn these things and be shocked by them, and nothing happens, because the people in those places to do things, who are charged and sworn to do these things, are failing at their job and not upholding their oaths.
Yeah, indeed. The oath they swore to defend us against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dinah West, we prize your contributions to our understanding of all these things greatly and look forward to our visit with you again next week. We look forward to talking with the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.